At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A basketball player by the name of Patrick Beverley, I'm sure you know who he is, was suspended for 4 games without pay for throwing a basketball, not once, but twice at a fan, at a paying customer, and then, quote, having an inappropriate interaction with an ESPN producer after they lost a game to the Indiana Pacers. What, the first round of the NBA playoffs last week? He's out of the playoffs, right?
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Wow. That's nicely done, Lorena. That's going way into the cookie jar. I believe that's Leave It to Beaver. I believe that's a Leave It to Beaver episode, but nicely done. Help yourself to some cookies at a petty cash. Let me say this. As Richard Nixon once said, let me say this about that. So I was at the Palace, Malice at the Palace, November 19, 2004. We're coming up on the 20-year anniversary. And it all started. There was bad blood. By the way, Rick Carlisle was coaching the Indiana Pacers even then. Yes. Bad blood between the two teams. Ron Artest fouls Ben Wallace. Yep, pa, pa, pa. All of a sudden, an empty beer cup thrown by a gentleman. He became infamous in Detroit. His name's John Green. Comes flying out of the stands, hits Ron Artest. After that, you know what happened. All hell broke loose. And I mean, all hell broke loose. It was absolutely indescribable. And to be there in the arena to see it, we were doing a radio remote. I went out during a break to watch it. It was indescribable. Coming up on the 20-year anniversary. Now, why do I invoke that? Because spontaneous combustion could happen. Patrick Beverley throws a basketball at somebody. And fortunately, frankly, nothing really happened. It didn't light a fuse for what could have been a much larger fracas, you know, leading up to and maybe equal to what happened at the Palace at Auburn Hills on November 19th, 2004. The camera showed the ball hitting someone in the head. And then after Pat Bev, after the ball back, and had it thrown back to him, he fired it back at the fan again. Well, it's not over. Police, by the way, have said in a news release that the case has been forwarded to detectives, and they're currently investigating the situation, and they're taking all accusations seriously. What the hell's to investigate? It's right there in video. Threw a basketball twice. And by the way, can someone explain to me what is the breakdown for the suspension? He got 4 games. What is it, like 1.5 games for the first throw, 1.5 games for the second throw, and then 1 for the being rude to the ESPN reporter? You know, what is Adam Silver? All right, forget Adam Silver. Then Pat Bev goes on a podcast, and he's talking out both sides of his hoo-ha. He said, you know, he realizes his own actions were still, quote, inexcusable. But he was called a word that he had never been called before. Could you please maybe take a minute and break the ice? Pat, feel free to tell us exactly what the hell that word was, so maybe we'll get a little bit of clarity. Hello? Don't keep it a secret. Now, then Pat Bev goes on. Okay, so he basically says his actions were inexcusable, but they were justified because he'd never been called this word before. He says, but I will be better. I have to be better. I will be better. That never should have happened. Regardless of what was said, that never should have happened. Simple as that. Now, many, many years ago, Dennis Rodman, dove for a ball out of bounds, got in the way of a cameraman, and the camera got in the way of him, and Rodman kicked the guy in the nether region. Rodman was suspended 12 games. That was under a different commissioner. I often wonder, what would Pat Bev have been suspended if the old commissioner was still in charge, right? Now, and by the way, if the cops are going to talk to Pat Bev, it raises another question. Fair question. Remember, Pat Bev wouldn't talk to the reporter, the ESPN reporter, after the game, because when he inquired as to whether or not she subscribed to his podcast, she said no. Well, what if the cops don't subscribe to Pat Bev's podcast? Is he not going to not talk to them as well? Well, after the game, again, it got worse. Beverly wouldn't allow Adams to ask him a question in a group interview. He said it was because she didn't subscribe to his podcast. Then he told her to get the microphone out of his face and eventually asked her to leave the circle. Dude's on a minimum contract this season with the Philadelphia 76ers and then the Bucks, and then he'll be an unrestricted free agent this summer. Got to believe, his value is probably dropping, I would say, just a little bit. But what I don't understand is the NBA.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't understand the NBA and their soft policy when it comes to these things. And oh, by the way, we're going to have Mark Medina coming up after Eddie's update at the bottom of the hour. We got a lot of stuff to get to the Jamal Murray situation. But what's interesting is that Tim Frank, who's the NBA's senior vice president of league operations communications, he said in a statement that, quote, Patrick Beverly's behavior towards ESPN producer Melinda Adams was unacceptable, unprofessional, and failed to meet the standards that the NBA players consistently meet in their interactions with the media, unquote. What about the fan? You're going to go to a game tonight. Do you have it on your bingo card? You're going to have a ball fired at your head? Not once, but twice? And oh, by the way, we still don't know what this fan allegedly said. We were told initially that the fan, as it appeared, obviously, that the Bucks were going to lose, the fan simply said 1-2-3 Cancun, which is a legendary reference, an infamous reference from Nick Van Exel that Lakers fans will remember going back to the 1998 playoffs when the Lakers were young and upcoming, a young Kobe, and the team that wasn't quite as good as they wanted it to be. They were getting swept, I believe. I don't recall the opponent. And Nick Van Exel was in the back of the huddle. And when the Lakers started to say 1-2-3 clap and say Lakers, He said 1, 2, 3, and Nick Van Exel said Cancun. Allegedly, that's what the fan said to Pat Beverly. Doesn't sound that egregious to me. Maybe that's the thing he had never been called before. By the way, as you probably already know, Pat Beverly has designs on being in the media. He did some media work last summer.
You don't say.
Yeah. Gotta believe they're probably not gonna, they're probably gonna scratch him off the dance card this year. And oh, by the way, for scoring at home again, and hope you are, this isn't the first time that Pat Beverly, who, you know, this guy's not, this is not his first barbecue. He's been in the NBA 12 years. He knows how the game works. He just completed his 12th season, and he's been hit with things like this before. In 2021, Pat Bev was hit with a one-game suspension while he was playing for the Clippers after he shoved Chris Paul in the back when both players were just simply walking to their respective benches during a timeout. Yeah, it was a blowout. Yeah, it was a fourth quarter. That was a frustrating situation. He served that suspension. It was a one-game suspension during the opener of the 2021-22 season. Well, anyway, Bev turns 36. He's suspended 4 games. I am baffled. I don't want to make a federal case out of this, but when you start tossing objects at paying customers, and I just got done telling you what happened at the Malice at the Palace. I was there, November 19, 2004. We're coming up on the 20-year anniversary. No one could have possibly saw that coming. And there was only one humorous aspect of the entire Malice at the Palace ordeal, true story. After Ron Artest and company caused that melee, well, in the locker room after the game, Ron Artest looked at Steven Jackson, his teammate, in the face with a straight face and said, "You think we're in trouble? Go back and research. You can Wikipedia the damn thing. The suspensions, the fines, all the stuff." Artest had to come back and do public service, by the way. It was great. I would just say this. I don't think the Indiana Pacers ever, as a franchise, have ever recovered from that incident in 20 years. Tell me, did they? How many championships have they won?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to our guest. Welcome in a gentleman. He's with me every Saturday night at midnight, Little Medina Magic, our NBA Fox Sports Radio NBA guru. Never a shortage of things to talk about. Say hello to Mark Medina. Mark, how are you, bud?
I am doing well. I'm so used to the midnight segment. We'll make a 11:30 segment just as epic.
Yeah, it's a big world. It must be midnight somewhere, Mark. I gotta tell you, it's kind of like the midnight hour for some of these players. I think we're going to do, Mark, is have a little fun tonight. Let's do a little, forget word association, let's do a little number association, and I'll start with the elephant in the room, the number 4, the amount of games that Pat Beverly has been suspended. Just what the hell is your major malfunction, Mr. Commissioner? How could you only give him 4 games? I was at the Malice of the Palace. It takes very little to spark a riot.
Yeah, well, do you want me to answer this as if I'm Adam Silver?
No, answer as if you're Mark Medina, because, well, do both. I'll tell you what. Go ahead and do both.
If I'm answering as Adam Silver, it's like, look, I'm a commissioner that has 2 objectives. I want to make a lot of money for the league and a lot of owners. That's goal number 1. And goal number 2, I want the players to like me. So that's the whole reason here. But
you're not wrong.
As my reporter hat I'll put on is that, they equated this obviously to much less severity because there wasn't fan behavior in the stands where he's going into the stands. But I would argue that it's just as irresponsible, it's just as inexcusable. I thought that at least it should be just south of the double digits suspensions, but 4 just reeks of the slap on the wrist. And I think on top of that, there should have been even more games added because of his disrespectful, unprofessional, sexist, misogynistic, let's throw more adjectives there, about his behavior toward ESPN's Melinda Adams by refusing to answer her questions just because she doesn't subscribe to his terrible podcast. So, yeah, it was disappointing all the way around. The only thing that was more disappointing is that Jamal Murray didn't get any suspension at all, despite the fact that he threw a heat pack onto the floor and could have caused a lot of danger there.
Well, my goodness gracious, yes. The fan could have gotten hurt. You never know. If you throw it at the wrong guy, he might charge the floor. It's happened before. There were fans that came on the floor during the Malice of the Palace. All right, we'll move on from that. I think you've pretty much covered it. We understand the modus operandi and the persona that Adam Silver wants to portray. Let's go to another number association. 100,000. That's the amount Jamal Murray has been fined. I'm glad he wasn't suspended during the playoffs. He could have suspended him next year. Is that adequate for what he did, throwing a heat pack on the floor during play? And I know nothing happened, but it could have.
It could have happened, and I do get the sensibilities that you don't want to affect a playoff series, but, you know, why are we holding these guys' hands? There's no excuse for someone to throw a heat pack onto the floor. And, yeah, no damage was caused, but it could have happened, and that's besides the point. The other thing that's inexcusable, I'm not going to ever cry conspiracy theories about the refs or whine and moan and say, hey, there are 29 calls that the refs missed with the Indiana Pacers, like Rick Carlisle did. But for Mark Davis to concede that the entire officiating crew just did not see it happen is inexcusable. I mean, come on, guys. That's why you have a multi-man crew, because you're looking at every single angle of the court. So, disappointing across the board here from the league and the officials with that one.
Well, and, you know, I know the world is a vexing enough place without getting too deep into hypotheticals, but can you imagine if Cat or, and you know, one of the Timberwolves players had stepped on that heat pack and rolled an ankle and they rocked
the series? Yeah, I mean, you talk about the delicacy of a suspension affecting a game of a playoff series. How about a potential injury? And again, nothing happened, but it shouldn't have to lead to that point. It's the action, and there's just no excuse for Jamal Murray to throw the heat pack. And I think the other thing is, clearly Jamal Murray didn't feel any sort of accountability here because, you know, first of all, he didn't talk to reporters after the game. And then secondly, when he talked today, he didn't show any apology, and he was starting to get a little prickly when some reporters were asking repeated questions about the incident. It's like, hey, do we have any basketball questions? Well,
right.
How about this for a basketball question? You threw something in a basketball game that could have affected basketball players. So, yeah, it's just all this stuff's nonsensical here.
And these are the headlines this week. Okay, these are headlines. Not a good look for the NBA. I'll tell you what else is not a good look. And I think we've come full circle now, because the coach on the floor, November 19th, 2004, Malice at the Palace, Indiana Pacers, while I was there, one Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle still the coach, and apparently the operative number is 78. 78 missed calls, ref violations that the Indiana Pacers have issued to the league as a complaint. Your thoughts, Mark?
Well, let me be clear here for some context. Most teams file, calls at the end of games. They file it in conjunction with the other team, which they did with the Knicks. And usually it's, they're complaining about calls, but it's a series of themes that they've gathered, and they want to get feedback on, why was this a foul, why wasn't it, and that they could help, the process and the collaboration and the communication. But, he was very specific, identifying 29 calls from game one, 49 calls from game two. I think this is obviously the playoff gamesmanship, and, you throw in his comment about small market teams deserve an equal shot. But I think if you talk to the rest of the Pacers, I mean, Tyrese Haliburton was the first to tell you the outcome didn't come down to the game, come down to officiating. It came down to their play. And I think with the Rick Carlisle in particular, he's a great coach, but if you're going to microanalyze plays, how about, not having Andrew Nembhard on Jalen Brunson at the end of the game? That could have made a difference. So, it's playoff gamesmanship. I don't take anything more than that. But, I philosophically, there's usually 99% of the case basketball outcomes are decided because of basketball plays, not officiating. But that being said, as we've discussed in the segment, that doesn't mean officials are above criticism.
Well, and I think to contextualize Rick Carlisle's somewhat whiny comments, he talked about the NBA having it in for small market teams, and, OKC and Minnesota seem to be doing just fine. We don't need to go down that road. I just felt the context, and you are right. They employ video men that send these things to the league to keep the league on their toes. This one just felt a little over the top, and I thought he diminished his team's performance. And frankly, Rick Carlisle might have made some adjustments that might have helped his team win, but that's a story for a different day. I'll talk with Mark Medina, our Fox Sports Radio NBA guru. Mark, here's another number. There's two numbers, 4 and 7. The number of coaches the Lakers will have since LeBron got there and the number since Phil Jackson left. I am not going to ask you to speculate who win or why. I do have a question, though. Why, when NBA coaching jobs come up, is Mark Jackson never, never mentioned? What the hell is going on?
Well, I think he's certainly mentioned, but he's just never really considered. I think that, the longer you're out of the coaching game, that hurts you. I think, even when he was hired with Golden State, there was a thought about, even though, yes, he's a former player, he's one of the all-time great point guards, high on the all-time assist list, you don't have any coaching experience, as far as being an assistant coach. he wants to jump right into the seat. I think the way his time in Golden State ended also doesn't help either, because there's no doubt he'll be the first to tell you, and it's true. Like, he did play a role in the Warriors dynasty with really revamping their defense, you know, and fueling a lot of confidence in Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, proclaiming them to be the best, you know, shooting backcourt in all time. And that now it's an obvious statement, but when he said it more than a decade ago, it was almost blasphemous. And, you know, he knew how to get the motivate players. But there was a feeling that he didn't make enough adjustments, the offense was stagnant, and that he didn't treat certain people well, whether it was on his coaching staff or, you know, team staff members. And so I think that those things have all contributed to him not getting any head coaching jobs elsewhere.
Well, it's a lot, you covered a lot of good ground there. Is it seem like it's a fait accompli? Will we never see Mark Jackson gracing a sideline again as a head coach?
It's hard for me to say never with anything, but I would be very surprised.
Finally, Mark, the last number in our number association game, 24. The Celtics lose at home tonight by 24. Jason Smith brought up a great point in his show. You know what? I don't think anybody really fears the Celtics. I think that might be a valid statement. Not that they can't come back and win the championship, but something is missing. And when Boston did what they did tonight at home against Cleveland, it just underscores that narrative.
Yeah, and I think that there's two troubling trends here. The longer Kristaps Porzingis is out, the more you can't help but think, okay, this is going to be a serious injury, and this is what he was having in New York and Dallas. I know that talking to him, you know, just seeing the availability, it's been much improved in Washington and in Boston with just different work, you know, with his trainers to improve his durability, stability, get off excess weight, more work on his joints, all that stuff. But the second part is they seem to play to their competition, and they don't have this killer instinct. I think that when you look at their regular season success, yes, Jason Tatum, he's been a more efficient player. Jaylen Brown, same thing. They've been a better, you know, pairing as a duo. When you add in Porzingis, they've been a really great trio. They have a great starting lineup. But you got to have that killer instinct, and you can't play with your food in the playoffs. I still think the Celtics beat the Cavs in this playoff series, but the longer you have, you know, playoff series extend, at some point you worry, does attrition eventually catch up to you? And I think with that, assuming they get to the finals, which I think will happen, they could be vulnerable to any team that they face in the West, whether it's Denver getting their act together, or if it's Minnesota showing they're the real deal, Oklahoma City, or Dallas. I really think that basically whoever comes out of the West is going to win the NBA Finals because those teams are really good, but also because I don't think Boston has what it takes to beat those teams.
Mark, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you Saturday night. There'll be plenty more news headlines, and hopefully they'll be on the floor as these playoff series continue to take shape.
I appreciate you. I had more, one more number for this game, 12. That means midnight on Saturday night, right?
That's right, my man. Mark Medina, Medina Magic on the Bernie Friday Show Saturday nights. Good stuff, Mark. Get some rest, my man.
All right, I appreciate you.
Thanks, pal. That is Mark Medina, our Fox Sports Radio guru.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. no smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I have a little fun Saturday nights on my show because what we do is we try to observe, as Yogi Berra once said, you can observe a lot by watching across this great land of ours, sea to oily sea, and certainly around the globe. Well, people, they do things. They simply engage in activities, which, well, sometimes they're just kind of silly and stupid, innocuous, and not very dangerous. Other times they're far more dangerous, and many times they end up breaking the law. And other times, well, they can even land you in jail. But any way you slice it, any way you characterize it, any way you describe it, the behaviors that these people engage in, they always leave you scratching your head and asking yourself, what kind of brand new fool are you?
What kind of fool?
What kind of fool?
So, what kind of brand new fool are you?
Yeah, this one's kind of a doozy, and it almost plays into the roundtable discussion we had about an hour ago, because it takes place outside of a grocery store, and God only knows, perhaps the young lady was maybe returning her cart to the proper receptacle, if you call it that, but whatever happened, she returned to find out her car had been stolen. That in and of itself is bad enough, but the poor young lady had left her young son in the car. So it happened Saturday morning in front of a bunch of people. She panicked as anybody would. She was driving a silver Honda. She left the engine running. We don't know. I don't know those details. But here's where the story gets interesting. And it took place in Beaverton, Oregon. So, usually I have the name of the individual who is partaken in this stupid act, but in this particular case, the name has been withheld by the Beaverton Police Department. Just as the lady was about to lose her mind, her Honda comes speeding back around the corner. The man who stole the car proceeded to scold the lady. How could you leave your son in a car by yourself, get him out of the car, and then as she got her son out of the car, he took off with the car again and stole it again.
No!
He got away for a while, but he was eventually caught in a nearby parking lot and the police apprehended him, at which point he was still criticizing the woman for leaving her son in the car. Can't make this stuff up, folks. The stolen Honda Pilot was finally recovered Saturday night. An unnamed person in Beaverton, Oregon, who stole the car but was nice enough to return the son to her mother, is in big trouble. Unknown man in Beaverton, all I can say is, what kind of brand new fool are you? All right. That bit now allows us to segue into our second favorite, which we lovingly refer to as What My Name. And of course, Eddie and the crew have excelled at this game, and so we will pick up right where we left off. All right, I currently hold the New York Knicks franchise record for most points in a single playoff game. Eddie Garcia, What My Name?
Let's go with Patrick Ewing.
Not a bad guess, but not Patrick Ewing. I hold the New York Knicks franchise record for the most points in a playoff game. Coop, What My Name?
Jalen Brunson.
It is, in fact, Jalen Brunson. Nicely done, out of the gate. Stay in New York. This is fairly random. Believe it or not, as a Major League Baseball player, I have struck out more times than any other player in Major League Baseball history. Lorena Peterson, What My Name?
Who's that one guy? Babe Ruth.
Hey, that's not a bad guess. He struck out 1,300 times. And
wow.
Believe it or not, it's not him. Not him, but you're not that far off. All right. In the history of Major League Baseball, I have struck out more times than any other player in Major League Baseball history. That's the Department of Redundancy Department. Eddie Garcia, What My Name?
Did you say it was a Met?
He was a New York player. I did not specify.
Okay. Daryl Strawberry.
Ooh, not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. Not Daryl Strawberry. In the history of Major League Baseball, I have struck out more times than any other player in Major League Baseball history. Coop, What My Name?
Jeez, New York player.
I'm going to give all three of you clues so you can yell it out first. He had a candy bar named after him.
Babe Ruth! Wait, did I say that?
I know
who it is now.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie. I didn't mean to jump on you, Coop, there. I figured...
It's okay.
No, he's right. It's Reggie. But A-plus to you, Lorena, because what's interesting...
How dare you give that as a hint and it not be him?
Well, the candy bar actually wasn't named after Babe Ruth.
He's right. Coop is right. Coop, I'll let you tell the story since you know the story. It has to do with the president.
Yeah, the president's daughter's name was Ruth, Baby Ruth.
And she was enjoying this candy bar so much they called it a Baby Ruth. But it's sort of one of those apocryphal urban legends. But Lorena, you get points for just... I mean, I like the way you did that. All right, we're back in Eddie's wheelhouse. In the history of the NHL... I've won 9 Stanley Cups, more than any other coach in NHL history. Eddie Garcia, What My Name?
Scotty Bowman.
Scotty Bowman, the great Scotty Bowman. Scotty not only did it, my God. It's correct. It's correct, Ryan.
Thanks.
Sorry, my bad. Well, Scotty, he not only did it, Eddie, he did it with 3 different teams in 3 different eras. And when I was in Detroit, did it with 3 different goalies. That's saying something. Osgood, Chris Osgood, Mike Vernon, and Dominic Hasek. Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay, moving right along. Before Doc Rivers took over for the Bucks, I actually led the team to a 30-13 record this season. Coop, What My Name?
What's his name? Adrian Griffin? Is that what?
Adrian Griffin. Nicely done, Coop. Nicely done. All right, this past season in the National Basketball Association, I became the first player in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the floor. Eddie Garcia, What My Name?
I think it was Lorena's turn.
I think it was.
It is your turn, Lorena. I apologize.
LeBron James.
Not LeBron James, but I like the way you're in there fighting away, Lorena. I'm very impressed.
That wasn't a bad guess, but...
No, not at all. In the history of the National Basketball Association, I became the first player to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the floor for a season. Eddie Garcia, What My Name?
Nikola Jokic.
Not a bad guess. Excellent guess. It's Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right, we just had the Kentucky Derby last week, and Justify won it. Oh my God! Did I just completely biff that? The question was going to be, I haven't even been drinking, folks. The question was going to be, Mystic Dan won it, but who, now he'll have a chance to win the Triple Crown. Who was the last horse to win the Triple Crown? Of course, it was just Justify in 2018. Good night, folks. You've been a great audience. I screwed that up. Let's move along. All right. I now have hit more home runs in the history of Major League Baseball than any other Japanese-born player. Coop, what my name?
Ichiro Suzuki.
That's not a bad guess. Not a bad. It's not him, though. I've hit more home runs than any other Japanese-born Major League Baseball player.
No, I'm just kidding. That's way too easy of a question, Bernie. It's Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, you got it. You were right. It is Shohei. I'll tell you what. We're going to morph into the second question here. I know it's Lorena's turn. We'll come back around. Because
that should have been a Lorena question.
Would you have got that, Lorena?
I would have gotten that one.
Would you?
Oh, man.
I only know two Japanese players' names.
Who's the other one?
I don't remember.
said one.
You'll think of it. You'll think of it in a minute. Well, here's the thing, though. Shohei had to break somebody's record. So Shohei broke my record for most lifetime home runs hit by a Japanese-born MLB player, Lorena Peterson. Oh, what my name?
Oh, I'm so bad at this. Let's go with Mookie Betts.
Good guess.
Mookie Betts from
is
Tokyo.
That wrong?
I got nothing there, folks. I got nothing.
It's a good guess.
It was a good guess, Lorena. You're in there fighting away. You're in there fighting away. All right, Shohei broke my record for most lifetime home runs by a Japanese-born Major League player. Eddie Garcia, what my name?
Hideki Matsui,
the great New York Yankee, and an absolute gentleman.
I was close.
All right, we recently had the NFL draft. J.J. McCarthy, a Michigan quarterback, was drafted in the first round. But before J.J. McCarthy, I'm actually the last Michigan quarterback to be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. Coop, what my name?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
All right, no problem.
I have a guess.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Is it Jim Harbaugh?
It is, in fact, Jim Harbaugh. James Joseph Harbaugh. Moving along, in 1989, I hit 32 home runs during my Major League Baseball season, and then I proceeded to average 5.5 yards per carry in the fall, played in the National Football League. Lorena Peterson, what my name?
Oh, no. can I make a...
He knows, Lorena.
Yeah, there's a clue.
What's my clue?
Yeah, she probably wasn't.
What? No, I missed the clue.
He knows.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you the first name. The first name is Bull. What's his last name?
Oh, Bo Jackson?
Yeah. Bam! There goes Lorena. We knew you had it.
Do you remember that, Lorena? Were you old enough to remember that Bo knows commercials?
No, I don't think so.
I'm old. How about you, Coop? Remember those commercials, Bo knows?
That's before my time, too.
Damn.
No one's old. We're chronologically accomplished. Those were pretty good commercials, by the way. Remember Eddie, when he was feigning playing hockey, and Richie goes,
no.
No. Yeah, yeah.
No, that was a great commercial.
That was a really
Bo
good
Diddley
one.
With Bo Diddley.
Yeah. He's playing the guitar. All right. A couple football ones here. This one goes back into the cookie jar, but you'll be kicking yourself if you don't get it. I'm actually the first ever NFL quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in a season. Well, in professional football. Eddie Garcia, what my name?
Wait a minute. You just threw me off with that little professional football.
Well,
you're talking about saying not college football? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's professional football. Well, there's a twist, and I'll glue it together. It's definitely professional football. I'm the first ever quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in a season in professional football. You're going to get it.
Hold on a second. Was it Jim Kelly?
Not Jim Kelly.
Warren Moon.
These are all really good questions. See, here's the deal. It's actually
Warren Moon.
You want to take a shot at it, Lorraine?
Patrick Mahomes.
Not Patrick Mahomes, but I like that you're just in there plugging away. So here's where the question gets sketchy.
I was actually thinking Jim Kelly, USFL.
Yeah, Houston Gamblers. Yeah. Boy, I saw him light it up one day in the Coliseum. Beyond. It's actually Joe Namath, but see, here's the kicker. He did it the year before the NFL and AFL actually merged. So it was the AFL. So if I say NFL, I screwed up. All right. I'm the first quarterback to ever throw for 5,000 yards. Let's go back to you, Eddie Garcia. What my name?
And this is an NFL quarterback
yeah,
now?
Yeah, NFL, yeah. I'm in the NFL now, yeah.
Let's go with Dan Marino.
It is absolutely Dan Marino. Nicely
Come
done.
On, Lorena.
I was so shocked you got that.
Why?
I don't know.
I've gotten a few of these.
Lorena's going to get this one. Okay? We're going to make sure of it. All right.
We're going to tell her the answer?
After all these years, this will be our final one. After all these years, I still hold the NBA playoff record for 63 points in a single game. Lorena Peterson, what my name?
Michael Jordan.
Bam! Bam! I don't even care if you had help or Google it. There's no rules here. You guys,
I knew that. What do you mean?
I did not mean to cast aspersions. I did not mean to cast aspersions.
Good job, Siri. Lorena.
You know what? Just for the hell of it, let's have a really obscure one. Anybody that can get that, just blurt it out because you are a true aficionado. I'm a relatively famous, perhaps infamous, NFL quarterback, and I hail from a place called Santa Claus, Indiana. What my name?
Jay Cutler.
It is Jay Cutler. Nicely done, Eddie. Nicely done. Another rousing edition of What Kind of Brand New Fool Are You and What My Name.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.